Episode 2, Anything Goes. It is late May 2021. Caroline Singer is sitting at a table at Jay Sheeky's restaurant in central London. She's with Duncan, her executive personal assistant.
Try the creme brulee, Duncan.
Thanks, but I really am stuffed, Caroline.
Well, I'm craving a cigarette.
So please, you've given up smoking.
Oh, for good this time, let's hope.
Third time lucky.
Listen, we need some real oomph in our new show.
Olivia and Kai will bring that, but they need some training in how to tell the news.
A little, but they're young, they'll pick it up.
We don't want our audience to feel that the quality has deteriorated.
Matthew and Simon's broadcast bickerings deteriorated the quality, Duncan.
To be fair, the new normal news was very popular, and they weren't always like how they have been of late.
Maybe, but in this business, you're only as good as your last show.
True.
Rise and Shine will need to smash the ratings.
That's your speciality.
It's a real challenge, even for me, Duncan. So how's the support team shaping up?
You know, I was thinking of a mental health angle and also something on people's homes, given that people spend so much time in them.
Good point.
These topics trended high on our focus groups and online questionnaires.
Very well, but for the mental health angle, I don't want to shrink or anyone from the NHS.
Oh, what then?
We need more optimistic alternatives.
Mental health is a sensitive subject.
Our brand identity needs to be positive, with people waking up to good news.
Don't you think people still want the news?
People, I think, are so sick to death with the news.
So what do they want?
Reasons to feel cheerful, with some news thrown in so they can feel up to date on current affairs when they chat with people.
Yes, something a little more substantial as well?
No, they can read a decent newspaper if they want that. We all have tiny attention spans now, so we need variety and captivating personalities.
Sadly, Caroline, I think you have a point.
Every distressing story needs to be balanced with interesting, entertaining ones.
I'll get the team to work on it this week as a priority.
We need them in place by the end of the week, ready for our June launch.
So all-nighters.
Whatever it takes, Duncan.
What do you think about food as support?
No, overdone. No more TV chefs.
Rightio, we'll search for more suitable options for the minded home experts.
With captivating personalities.
Noted.
Oh, anyway, must fly. I have a meeting with a potential sponsor.
I'll get interviews in place, Caroline.
I have total trust in you, Duncan. And will you settle the bill with Andre? Bye.
Leave it with me. So, positive, news light, find captivating personalities, whatever that means. No time to do anything properly. Oh, God, what have I let myself in for this time?
A couple of days later, Caroline is sitting at her desk and talking to Duncan.
And how many interviews do we have lined up?
Here's a list of suitable candidates.
Is she?
A psychiatrist, very respected. She is highly qualified.
We need screen appeal. She doesn't have any.
Screen appeal? Right. Okay. We'll keep looking then.
And who have you got for the house person?
This is who we have lined up for now.
No, definitely not. We need someone who inspires people.
There is always Ballantyne.
Ah, Ballantyne. What happened to him?
No one's really heard from him since the 90s. You remember when he did, what was it, Make Your House Your Castle?
Yes, flock wallpaper, high hedges, and some people attempted moats.
Sadly, he was axed because it became too extravagant, considered a bit out of touch.
Could we revive him? We might be able to get him cheap.
Caroline, really?
Oh, should we just ask him?
I'll try and track him down.
Well-being. Maybe someone from the alternative bank. Psychics, they're never out of a job. I'll talk to Amanda. She'll know someone.
Caroline, darling, wasn't expecting you.
Hello, Amanda.
Is everything all right?
I'm fine. I'm just up to my eyeballs in the new show.
Oh, that is wonderful. I hope it's going well.
It is.
So good to hear. And how's Frank?
Frank? Oh, he's fine. Amanda, as much as I'd love to chat.
Oh, how can I help you, Caroline?
We want to talk about mental health and we need an alternative sort of person. So who do you know?
Well, there's always Emerald, the intuitive.
Emerald the intuitive? I'll Google her. Spiritual intuitive and life strategist. I see. What does she do exactly?
Well, it's hard to put into words.
Oh, could you try?
She kind of tells you what's going on and what to do. Life advice.
I see. Can she talk to normal people, though? Is she relatable?
Well, I'm normal, aren't I?
Normal-ish.
Oh, thanks. Well, I went to Emerald when I was quite down, and she helped a lot.
Well, that's good to know. I'd really like to talk to her.
OK, I'll give you her number then.
Thanks, Amanda, and let's meet for lunch and really catch up.
Oh, wonderful. I'd love that.
Goodbye, Amanda.
Bye, darling. Bye.
Duncan?
How can I help?
I've pulled a rabbit out of a hat. I have our well-being expert.
Oh, yes.
Stay right there, Duncan. I want you to listen to this. I will put it on loudspeaker. Caroline Singer, hello.
Amanda has just contacted me and said you needed help.
Emerald, so good of you to call me so promptly.
Do you need a life destiny reading about your show?
No thanks, although you're absolutely right. I do need help.
You do indeed.
Actually, we all need your help. You see, we're looking for a mental well-being person to support our viewers.
I do that. And spiritual well-being.
Of course. Can you do that on TV?
That is my sacred destiny.
How fortunate for us.
I send blessings for the nation every day when I do my prayers, especially to newsreaders. They have a tough job in these gloomy times.
You will help to make it less gloomy.
I had a vision I would be speaking to the whole nation on TV.
Extraordinary.
It is divine synchronicity.
Emerald, I know this is short notice, but we're looking to begin next month.
I am ready.
And there will be bonuses if the ratings improve. I think you'll be a huge success.
I know it will be. It's not about me and it's not about the money.
Welcome to Team Rise and Shine. Duncan will call you later with our contract. Goodbye. Hired.
Caroline, can we talk this through? I've looked at her profile on her YouTube channel.
And?
She's wholly unsuitable. She's a made-up person and has no orthodox credentials for mental or emotional well-being.
No, she's there to cheer people up, not psychoanalyse them.
But even so...
A little mystery about exactly how she does that shouldn't be an issue.
I'm really not sure, Caroline.
The USA has lots of people like this. They don't invest in things that don't work commercially. Look at Oprah.
The UK audience can be quite sceptical, you know?
And the younger generation is open to this, and we need to break into that demographic.
What about our reputation?
Thousands of people are on the phone to psychics and looking at their horoscopes when no one's looking.
But...
It will work.
It's risky, Caroline. It's my duty to point that out.
That is why we work so well together.
Okay. Anything else?
Could you find a space in my diary to have lunch sometime with Amanda?
Thursday week. Jay Sheikis.
Lovely. Thank you, Duncan.
Kai and Olivia are having a glass of wine in a West End bar.
I can't believe that we have this show and it begins next week.
No, I thought my test was awful.
Well, not that awful, honey, because they chose you and there was a stack of applications.
What do you think about Caroline?
A bit scary. She has a reputation of being the best in the business, though.
True.
And we won't last long if we don't bring up numbers.
For real, have you seen our costume budget?
Best bit. We have a wardrobe manager, Dina.
My problem will be having to wake up so early. I'm not a morning lark.
Oh, I am. My mum has been getting me up since 5:30 since I was at school.
Oh, God. Going to have to rely on strong coffee.
This is a big job.
And all the research.
Well, we only have to scan the notes in the morning. And remember, everything's on the teleprompter.
And Caroline and Clayton have told us to stick to a script. No ad-libbing.
Thankfully. God knows what I would be talking about at 7 in the morning.
I suppose it is like being in the theatre.
Yeah, only we don't have to learn our lines.
Right. They've put together the rest of the team. What a lineup.
I have heard about Valentine. My mum loved him and even tried to turn our living room into a medieval banqueting hall. We had huge chairs and goblets and candelabras. It was insane.
So 1990s.
And did I tell you, I met Emerald. I love her aesthetic.
Bet she has no problem choosing what to wear. One of her angels tells her.
Well, Dina is our angel. I do wonder what Matthew and Simon are doing now.
It must be hard to be replaced without any warning. I kind of feel bad.
Well, it could be us, darling, in a few months if we don't deliver.
True. Another glass of Prosecco?
Why not? Oh, it's so great to be out. I don't turn around, but there's a cute geezer over there and he's been checking her out for a while.
Do you mean the one with the chains around his neck?
That's him. He's on his way over. Oh, God. I do wonder what his chat-up line's going to be.
Prosecco or is it champagne?
Why, we are training with Prosecco.
Let me advance the training. Hey, let me get another bottle of champagne over here, please. Yeah. the close call.
Oh, thank you. What's the special occasion?
We're meeting new goddesses. And my new song just dropped on Spotify. Humble brag.
Oh, are you a singer?
A hybrid artist. I'm Spike. And with whom do I have the pleasure of talking to?
Olivia.
Kai.
Sweet. So, what are you two beautiful ladies going to toast?
Our new job. We're going to be newsreaders on a brand new show.
Well, not exactly brand new. We're taking over the new normal news TV show.
It is called Rise and Shine.
That's what's up. So is it like new normal female version?
Well, it's going to be different from the new normal news, more human interest stories.
I think that means gossip.
Well, here's my card. Your viewers may need sociocultural input. I'm your man.
You still have cards.
Old school, right? How do we keep in touch?
Well, you can find us on Instagram under @KaiandOlivia.
I'll be your devoted follower. Enjoy the champagne.
Wow, he's an interesting dude. What is a hybrid artist?
God knows. Oh, we can follow him on Insta, @SpikesUpYourLife. I wonder if he's angling to get on the show.
Oh, maybe. Anyway, he spiked up our night with the champagne.
Something I can get used to, all right.
We meet Dina, Ballantyne, and Duncan at the Rise and Shine studio.
Ballantyne, what is your angle going to be with the home interiors?
I'm thinking Hollywood, the golden era of the late 20s, 30s, 40s, Art Deco style, bringing back the Ritz.
At last, people just need to start wearing proper clothes again, don't they?
They do.
Some haven't even bothered to come out of their pyjamas. And let's not even talk about the leisure wear. Oh,
hideous. I'm going full Hollywood matinee idol in my personal presentation.
Fabulous. Cary Grant, Clark Gable.
And let's not forget the Duke of Windsor.
Ah, yes, he was very dapper. Maybe we can dress Olivia and Kai in 30s, 40s style.
Why not? They'll become national role models for being well-groomed. Chic, less shabby.
I love it.
We'll jazz up the styling. Let's face it, it's practically become our duty to.
Budget may be an issue. We'll need to check the finances for this and run all this by Caroline.
Caroline's brief to me was to begin with a bang. The golden years of Hollywood, as our signature style for season one, will be a triumph.
It's pure genius. Look at this, Ballantyne, this sketch. What do you think for Kai?
Now, that is an outfit. Stunning. Oh, I love the shoulder.
Well, I will leave you two to do the styling. Don't need anything else from me?
Not unless you've got a time machine to take me back to the golden years of Hollywood.
Ha, you and me both. And what about the here and now?
Just keep Caroline off my back till I've drawn up the master plan to glamorize the nation.
Will do. Leave Caroline to me.